Raja Yoga meditation program on the rules. The theme is contentment. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the eight means of union with the soul. Means two is the five rules, right observances or niyama. The commandments, yama, and the rules, niyama, must first be kept, and when this outer conduct to his fellow men and the inner discipline of life is brought into line with these requirements, then the aspirant can safely proceed with the forms and rituals of practical yoga, but not until then. Read the Great Quest meditation document on contentment so you understand the intricacies of this rule. Book 2, Sutra 42, provided in your meditation material, describes how the key is to learn to be content with what you have. The Buddha asks us to make a distinction between what we need and what we want, and to strive for our needs, the essential things, and modify our wants. Otherwise, the wants become a bottomless pit. Contentment is productive of conditions where the mind is at rest. It is based upon the recognition of the laws governing life and primarily the law of karma. It produces a state of mind where all conditions are regarded as correct and just, and as those in which the aspirant can best work out his problem and achieve the goal of any specific life. This entails a recognition of present assets, of availing oneself of opportunities presented. When this is done rightly, the three remaining rules can be more easily kept. Basic meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with your spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. And visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Practice and seed thoughts. Practice. Ask yourself, what do I really need? Do you have physical safety and a safe place to stay? Do you have enough food to eat? Do you have warmth and adequate clothing? Are human rights being respected in your environment? If you have all of these, give thanks for blessing of living in a safe place. Another practice to develop contentment is to give to others. Contentment and charity go hand in hand. Helping people who are really disadvantaged helps us appreciate what we have. Meditate upon the following seed thoughts, seeking to gain a deeper understanding of the meaning behind each thought. Define contentment. How often are you discontented or contented? Buddha's second noble truth is that all suffering is caused by craving. What is the link between craving and suffering? Buddha asks us to make a difference between what we need and what we want, and to strive for our needs and modify our wants. What are your needs? What are your wants, and are you able to modify them? As a result of contentment, bliss is achieved. How does contentment lead to bliss? Imagine that you have reached a point of deep contentment in your life generally, resulting in bliss. Throughout the month, endeavor to be content with all that you have in your life. Visualization. Choose one of the seed thoughts you wish to work with. Very briefly, realize how the seed thought will assist you to move forward spiritually. Determine that you will benefit from developing this quality in your nature. Meditation. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts following the Raja Yoga meditation method to focus on. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness in your higher mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then in your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you receive during meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. Distribution. Sound the great invocation followed by the sacred word Om three times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. The great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.